At the present moment, images of all of Renoir's paintings are, and always have been, free to use. But the socially awkward penguin, taken from an obscure photograph, is not. The history of this legal difference stems from the introduction of the copyright regime during late modernity. Copyright emerged in England as part of the royal charter system of allowing business monopolies. Early on, copyright was mostly limited to books, providing limited monopolies for limited time to a small amount of commercial printing ventures. Over time, more and more parts of culture were granted copyright. Copyright has become a tremendously big business, potentially covering most of what can reasonably be described as human culture. The copyright regime was enacted to limit publishers in terms of what they could reproduce. But with the birth of the internet, this natural limit to the reach of the law has disappeared. The law controls not just the creativity of commercial creators, but effectively that of anyone. Prompted by the money to be made via copyright claims and the growth of the culture industries, copyright claims themselves grew and grew and grew. Now implied in copyright is ownership not just of the item, but also of the art, the image, and ultimately the very idea itself. At this point in time, in the U.S., any creative thing one crafts is automatically assumed to be copyrighted, even a doodle on a scrap piece of paper or graffiti scrawled on a bathroom wall. Such formulations have at their root a belief in originality, which is to say, a belief that the origins of creative expressions are singular and to be located within a singular individual. Yet, as Valdemar Hafstein proposes, we can instead view each performance in terms of both tradition and novelty, a sliding scale of originality that acknowledges the act of creative copying, as well as social creativity.